This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
Are you ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
This is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
The Dating Advice Girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. That's right, California. Although I will say on this episode of the Dating Advice Girl radio show, there are some segments that were actually recorded in beautiful New York City, Brooklyn to be exact. So I've had a very eventful last week. I randomly got an email from some people at a company called Tenga, and Tenga is a company that specializes in sexuality and self-care for men. So what does that mean exactly? Okay, so we all know that, like, ladies have, sexual things that they can purchase that can help them, toys and things, right? If they're in a slump sexually, or if they just want to, basically take care of their own pleasure. So there's a company called Tenga that focuses on men in that realm, which is actually kind of rare in some ways. I feel like a lot of the companies, at least, and this is me being a novice in the realm of, like, I'm not a sex expert. You've heard me say that on the show before. But in the realm of toys and that kind of a thing, it seems like there are more toys for women. So Tenga, they're a company that specializes in toys for men. So they reached out to me and they were like, "Hey, Erin, Dating Advice Girl, we'd like to see if you would be interested in interviewing one of the speakers who's going to be speaking at the Sexual Health Expo in New York City, and wanted to know if we could basically bring you to New York to interview Dr. Chris Donahue." Now, a little bit, you're going to hear from Dr. Chris Donahue in a little bit. I interviewed him at the Sexual Health Expo in New York City. I've known of him for a while. You know, in this realm of being a dating coach and stuff, you kind of get to know people peripherally, or you know people's names, or you have colleagues in common. So I'd actually never met him. So it was really cool. I was like, "Oh, I can interview Dr. Chris? That's amazing. I know of him, and we have friends in common and colleagues and things." So I was sent to New York for the Sexual Health Expo. Those of you who listen to the show, that might sound familiar to you, because I actually spoke at the Sexual Health Expo this past February here when it was here in L.A. So it's in L.A. once a year, and it's in New York once a year. So they're just great. So basically, let me tell you what the Sexual Health Expo is, and then we'll jump into the interview, because it was really fascinating, actually. Dr. Chris Donahue was actually there to talk about, he was doing a mini workshop on masturbation and the importance of it. And it's so funny because, you know, this episode is basically about sexuality, empowerment, getting rid of shame, sexual shame, victim shame, all of those things. You know, it's like there's so much shame attached to sexuality, our bodies, sex, all of these things. And, you know, I my sexpert colleagues are amazing because they try to eliminate that shame. That's what Dr. Chris Donahue does and some of our other colleagues. So the Sexual Health Expo, this is from their website. Sexual Health Expo is an upscale event that puts a stylish touch on sex ed, anchored by workshops hosted by top sexperts and exhibition halls featuring cutting-edge pleasure products. That's the, you know, anagram or the, you know, the, you know, what's the abbreviation for it? She empowers its diverse attendee base to immerse themselves in all the benefits of a healthy sex life. So, like I said, I was a part of it speaking in the realm of speaking earlier this year. This year, I was sent to New York to interview Dr. Chris Donahue. So here's part one of my interview with Chris, and he's basically talking about why he feels like, why it was important for him to represent Tenga, this male product company, and why it's important that we talk about sexuality, you know? I have so many thoughts about it, but let's just play the interview with Dr. Chris. Here we go. Hi, okay, I am here with Dr. Chris Donahue, and we're here at the Sexual Health Expo in Brooklyn and New York City, which I love this area, Chris.
Yes,
it's so great.
I've never been here before. I have a lot of friends who live over here, and even pulling up, I was like, it's that deconstructed downtown.
Yes.
It's stunning.
Totally hipster.
Yeah. Oh, well,
super hipster.
That's where we're going these days.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I'm so happy to be interviewing you here, and you're about to give a talk here in a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what the talk's going to be about.
Okay, so I'm here representing Tenga, and Tenga's a male sexual pleasure line of toys, but what's really powerful and why I'm here is because they want to change the conversation about masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about product as much as it's about getting people comfortable talking about it, because they did a huge survey,
mm-hmm.
and it said 80% of people masturbate. Sounds
80%?
Good. 80%?
88%.
Wow. Low. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking
it's
that's actually 100? Higher than I expected, but no,
oh,
you're
really?
Right.
Okay.
Because yeah. People don't admit it.
That's what it is.
Right.
And what the study, though, was talking about that was really driving them forward was the idea that 30% of people, when asked by their partner if they masturbate, lie.
Of course. Because it's so taboo.
Yes. And more women, double the amount of women plus, have sex toys, and men never do.
Oh, my God.
Why
I love
do
it.
Men not have sex toys?
I don't know. Because I think that, well, you tell me.
You tell me.
I think it's because there's an ego thing attached to
for
men.
For sure.
Admitting that for whatever reason they don't have a woman to do this for
totally.
Them, which why can't the two things coexist?
Well, that, and I also think that there's a laziness where... Oh, yeah, I also think that there's a laziness where a lot of guys just want to get masturbation done, which
yes.
I think is part of the, and it's tied into dating.
Laziness.
It's a horrible male-based dynamic that I want to get it done, I just want to get it over with.
Yes.
What is the outcome?
Yes.
And not at all acknowledging that pleasure and fun and leisure are a goal in and of themselves.
Absolutely.
And presence.
Yes.
And slowing down.
Thank you.
And not just banging through it.
Yes.
Because for masturbation, and again, while dating and with partnered sex,
yes.
A lot of guys just want to get through, and get it done. And
mm-hmm.
again, a lot of women are complaining about slow down.
Yeah.
Be present.
Yeah.
Check in.
Right.
Be embodied. And for a man to own a sex toy, he has to go get it.
Right.
Spend the money on it. Take some time, because you have to clean them afterwards.
Yes.
They don't want to do
or
that.
You should be cleaning them
yeah,
afterwards.
That's actually, that's the tip. You should be. Please do.
Please.
They're meant to be. Although, what's kind of cool about the company I'm with today, Tenga, is they have some one-off disposable ones.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
I gotta go look at the
yeah,
products.
Yeah, I'll give you a little walkthrough.
Yeah, that'd be
they're
great.
They're stunning to look at.
I love it.
Yeah.
I looked on their website, and I was like, wow, what's this? I'm curious about this, so I gotta
yeah.
go check it
but
out.
But I mean, that's a tip, I think, to like women and men, that if a guy is willing to take the time in terms of self-care and self-esteem to buy a sex toy and
mm-hmm.
to use it, he might possibly be a better lover, because
yes.
he understands the process of like
yes.
build up and exploration
yes.
and prioritizing.
And
so.
you know your own body.
Yes.
Hello.
I
don't know why I talk about this all the time with colleagues of mine, but I don't know why we're so afraid to talk about sexuality, how our bodies even
yep.
work, what the names of our body parts
of course,
are.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's still in 2016. It's a thing we cannot talk about.
Yeah, and it's interesting the things that we'll waste our money on, but then God, you won't go get a sex toy, which are not actually even that expensive, to use with yourself or
use
with your partner.
Online now.
Yeah, it couldn't get any easier.
A thing, you know.
And also, I even talk about this, that like masturbation is not some, childish, secondary, lazy thing that only single people do.
Yeah.
You can be partnered and also prioritize masturbation and mutual masturbation.
Absolutely.
I tell my couples that as well.
Absolutely.
You're getting a little bored. It's a very vulnerable, arousing, intimate, beautiful thing.
Yes.
I mean, watching your partner masturbate, personally, for me, is a very arousing, hot thing.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah. These are fun tips for you guys. So Dr. Chris is going to go do his talk.
Yes.
And we're going to try to catch up with him a little
bit
later.
Please.
Ask him more questions because there's so much to talk about.
Yes.
So much to talk about. Thank you, Dr. Chris.
Of course.
We'll see you
soon.
In a bit.
Bye.
Okay. So, how amazing, right? So I just want to say, Dr. Chris, I actually saw him yesterday, part three of what I'm going to play you guys is Dr. Chris and I at the Slut Walk last week. That's Amber Rose's event that also is about feminism empowerment, getting rid of slut shaming and all of that. But so, at both events, the Sexual Health Expo was last weekend, the Slut Walk was this weekend. At both events, Dr. Chris is so eloquent and so great and makes people feel very comfortable about these topics that are considered taboo. I think it's so amazing. By the way, you'll see pictures of him because I'm going to link him in this, in these my social media posts and stuff. But he's adorable. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. He's got these awesome sleeve tattoos. He doesn't look like your typical doctor, but he is. He's got the credentials and the whole thing. And I was saying to him, I actually think I say this in the next audio I'm going to play. It's so cool to see a doctor like him that's not, as traditional as you would expect. He's like the hipster doctor who's talking about cool stuff and makes you feel comfortable when talking about body parts and masturbation and sex and sexuality and these things. And for me, I'll speak for myself, for me, someone in my 30s, I'd much rather have talked to someone like that I feel like I can relate to, I guess because I'm a little bit hipster myself, I have to admit it. so I like someone who has the credentials and is still a little bit edgy and cool and hipster. That's Dr. Chris Donahue. He's amazing. Okay, so he just explained everything so well. There's so much to talk about in this subject. Why is it that we just touched on most women buy way more of, certain sexual toys than guys do, and that there's shame for guys in buying certain products around these things. I'm just realizing now, but it's the first half of the show with Dr. Chris is about kind of focusing on men, and the second half with Dr. Chris is going to be focusing more on women, which I think is a great balance, actually. It's just, there's so many things to talk about. I might do another show with him at some point. He's a super busy guy, but he's just to talk about all of these things because it's just so important that we don't shame each other, first of all, but then put shame on ourselves for being human beings that have sexuality in ourselves, right? And obviously we should, within that there's talk about being respectful and being responsible and respecting other people's boundaries and all of that. But even, I just feel even if it's self-pleasure, it's we're so afraid to even talk about that. Do you guys remember Jocelyn? Oh, she was the Surgeon General for a while back in the 80s or 90s. Jocelyn Elders, was it? And she said something about masturbation's okay. And the country went crazy. Our country went insane. Because she was ahead of her time. But yeah, in the 80s and 90s, it was still considered way too taboo to talk about those things. And I think I don't know what happened. I think she either stepped down or, I don't know, she was seen as not legitimate. And it's no, she actually was probably saying something that was really healthy that would solve possibly a lot of issues in the sex realm for a lot of people and their partners. But I digress. Here's part two of Dr. Chris at the Sexual Health Expo. Okay, so Dr. Chris, so tell my audience who don't know you, tell us what you're about and what you do.
Sure.
And what you're called to do in this industry.
Okay, so I'm a practicing sex therapist in Los Angeles, so I got that clinical component going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just put out a book last year called Sex Outside the Lines.
I know this book.
You do?
I do. It's amazing. I actually do know
you.
This book. Yeah,
thank
it's great.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then right now, me and Amber Rose are hosting Love Line.
Amber Rose?
Yes.
I didn't know about this. Tell us more.
Me and Amber took over for Dr. Drew.
Yes.
And an amazing pairing. I had done, Amber just had a show on VH1,
mm-hmm.
and I was on that with her doing sex and relationship, like question and answer segment.
Uh-huh.
And we hit it off. Really awesome pair. You know, she's a neo-feminist, really trying to drive it forward, and so sex positive.
Yes.
And so me and her are doing that, and then I'll be at the Slut Walk in LA this coming weekend, October 1st.
Oh my God, that is this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, I might be there.
You have to be there.
Okay, that's, I guess,
what
I have to now.
That's kind of like the party of the year. And yes, that's kind of what I'm doing, kind of all around. And then I'm here at She this weekend with Tenga.
Yes.
Really trying to push the conversation forward about masturbation and
yes.
just trying to get us more pleasure-centered and really trying to support men in getting some sex toys.
Well, because really, I was speaking with a friend of mine who came with me here, and we were just saying it really is sexual empowerment.
Yes.
You know? It really is, like, it's empowerment on so many levels.
Yes.
And I don't know why that's so hard and scary for us
yeah.
to talk about.
It's empowering on a lot of levels, and it's just a symbolically sexually radical and self-confident based thing to go buy a sex product if you're a man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And get the conversation going.
Get it going. And really quickly, for people who don't know where to find you on the social media.
Yes. My Twitter is at Chris Donahue. My Instagram is at Dr. Donahue. And then there's my website, drdonahue.com.
And you guys, you'll see, because I'll post some pictures of us to accompany this. He's quite beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful man.
Complimented. Thank you.
And also, I mean, he doesn't look like a typical doctor in the best possible ways. Like, he's got amazing tats, and he has a super trendy hipster cute outfit on.
Oh, man.
So he's awesome. He's like the new breed. You're the new doctor.
We're trying, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So there you go. So good, right? So I basically just repeated myself. He is really handsome, though. He's adorable. But again, very credentialed as well, and he knows what he's talking about. So that is the perfect segue into Amber Rose's Slut Walk, okay? So he mentioned it there. I forgot to mention that, yes, so Dr. Drew, I'm sure a lot of you know Dr. Drew Pinsky. He was one of the hosts or the expert on Loveline for years and years and years, way back to when it was a show, a TV show on MTV. Do you remember that? Oh, my God, right? That's crazy. It's so long ago. So Dr. Drew finally stepped down from Loveline, and Dr. Chris Donahue and Amber Rose are co-hosts on Loveline now. So check that out, right? It's so cool. So those of you who don't know who Amber Rose is, because I mentioned to a few friends and colleagues this week, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the Slut Walk to interview Dr. Donahue, and, you know, because he took over for Dr. Drew with Loveline. He co-hosts with Amber Rose, and she's doing the Slut Walk. I know that's a lot of details and words right there. And a lot of people I talked to were like, who's Amber Rose? So it's interesting. I mean, you know, because I'm in the realm of entertainment, so I do kind of, I guess I take for granted that not everyone knows who everyone is. So as soon as I mention Kanye West, then a lot of people are like, oh, that girl. Okay, so just a quick history. Kanye West was dating Amber Rose back in the day. She was a stripper. They met possibly at a strip club. I don't know the facts about that. Long story short, the breakup ended. Kanye was a little brutal with her about certain things, and so, like, her profession and all of these things at the time. And so what the point is that she basically took that and flipped it into a positive and coined this event, created this event and called it the Slut Walk. Okay, this was the second annual. It happened last year, was the first one. And let me just read a quick intro about what it is so you guys know what it is, okay? The Amber Rose Slut Walk is a completely inclusive space. This event will have a zero-tolerance policy on all hateful language, racism, sexism, transphobia, and any other kind of bigotry. Furthermore, we recognize that shaming, oppression, assault, and violence have disproportionately impacted marginalized groups, including women of color, transgender people, and sex workers, and thus we are actively working to center these groups in this event, okay? We deeply value the voices of marginalized groups and have a strong desire to find common ground among all of our intersections. That's from Amber Rose's Slut Walk, the brochure that they handed out. I'm pretty sure that's on her website, on the website as well. I mean, how amazing is that? Okay, and this is the thing, you guys. I know that we're in a time right now where everyone feels like oh, there's this group for this, and there's this group for that, and why do we need all these groups? Like, all lives matter, and let's all get along. But here's the deal, okay? The reason, and this is my personal opinion, the reason, and maybe this is, I hope this is very helpful, what I'm about to say. The reason that these separate groups are being created is because these separate groups don't feel like they've been represented, okay? It's not to say you can't be in our group or whatever. For example, you know, in the description I just read, it says, you know, marginalized groups and people of color and, you know, trans people and all these things, but you guys, there were definitely a lot of white people at the slut walk. I was there, okay? There were white people there. There were all kinds of people there. And that's what it's about. It's not about trying to exclude anyone. It's trying to celebrate people who haven't been either celebrated or acknowledged or represented in other events and other type things like this, okay? So that's what it's about. I hope that's helpful. I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm just trying to, you know, what I'm really trying to do, just being a dating coach / expert, whatever, for 10 years, I love communicating, okay? And for me, I have a deep, deep need to try to help drive communication forward in a productive way. And so just know that what I'm saying comes from a place of trying to find a place of understanding for all of us so that we all can just be in one big group together. And it's great, you know, but to get to that place, I think it's important to see where we are right now. That's all I want to say about that. Okay, so the slut walk was amazing. Let's talk about that, okay? So Dr. Chris Donahue, as you heard during the interview in New York, he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to the slut walk this weekend in LA. And I was like, ooh, wheels turning. Oh my God, I want to go there too. And maybe I can interview Dr. Chris and do like one big, awesome Dr. Chris Donahue episode on my radio show. And that worked out. Thank you very much, universe, for making that happen. So the slut walk was amazing. I actually have a picture of it. I will post it on my website with this episode. You probably have seen it if you're listening to this from my website or from iTunes and the podcast. A woman wrote on her back, "Don't tell me how to dress. Tell them not to rape." It was very powerful. So she was just walking around with this written on her back, like in marker or lipstick or something. And I was like, I mean, everyone was taking a picture of her back because it's a very powerful statement. Don't tell me how to dress. Tell them not to rape. So the slut walk, again, about empowerment, they actually, Amber Rose and Dr. Chris Donahue and some other colleagues of theirs did a walk down the streets of downtown LA, and they all everyone made these signs and, you know, stop slut shaming and all these signs that were amazing. I think it was a very powerful thing. It's interesting because across the street there were people saying you're sinners and going to hell, which I never really understand why it's necessary to stand across the street from an event that's really trying to celebrate something and bring it down with that. Like, you know, if that's your view, fine, but do you really need to yell at people about it? I don't know if that's helpful. Anyway, I digress. So here's Dr. Chris and I at the slut walk. I just wanted to ask him his feelings on being a part of it and, you know, and partnering with Amber Rose in this event.
Oh my God, so I'm at the slut walk here in Los Angeles, and I've seen Dr. Chris Donahue now twice in basically a week.
Yeah, New York City, now LA. We're bi-coastal.
Bi-coastal, making it happen. Now, this is the slut walk, yes. Amber Rose's slut walk. Yes. So what is your, why are you here? Why was this important for you?
Oh man, well, number one, I gotta support my girl Amber Rose, but number two, it's such an important topic because our entire psychology and self-worth is based upon the way we see ourselves, the way people talk about us. So slut shaming is just general bigotry and hate.
That's right. I love that summary. That was perfect. And there, Amber Rose is about to take the stage.
Yeah,
so we'll be back.
Yes, so Amber Rose was about to take the stage, as I said. I did not get to interview her. As you can imagine, she was just swarmed the whole day. But she's amazing. I caught a glimpse. She's actually way taller than I expected, which is, I don't know why that's relevant, but I was like, she's really tall and obviously curvaceous and beautiful. But yeah, it was such a great event. This is Dr. Chris once again after Amber Rose spoke to the crowd.
So the slut walk, you actually walked during the slut walk.
We walked during the slut walk, and we walked like sluts during the slut walk.
I love it.
The energy, but also the signs and the outfits and the costumes. More importantly, the body positivity, the sexual positivity. People just dress the way that they're most comfortable, not feeling insecure, not feeling unsafe. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I mean, of course, across the street, there was always like, anti, you're going to hell, people.
Yeah, they seem to know where to be. They were there. Bless them, got to balance it out, yeah. And, you know, there's a construction site, and they had their phones out. So, you know, we're definitely raising awareness.
Yeah, and this is the time to do what we were just saying. This is the time to raise awareness about anything. Just being comfortable being yourself and not that being illegal or being harassed
totally.
Because of it.
Totally.
So
and
important.
We got to thank Amber for kind of bringing attention to it. So, well done.
And you said, did you mention that there could be a tour happening?
Yeah, so in 2017, me and Amber are going to go on tour, and we're going to be doing, you know, multi-city show. Kind of like a little bit Love Lines, a little bit like our VH1 show. It'll be fun. DJs, sex positivity, answering questions.
It sounds like a perfect scenario of converging amazingness.
Ride or die. Me and her, ride or die.
Ride or die. So you guys look out for the tour coming
Please.
In 2017 and find Dr. Chris Donahue and Amber Rose. They're amazing.
Awesome.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I'll see you in
High
another
five.
City so
one
time. Yay! And there you go. Thanks again, Dr. Chris Donahue. You're the best. It was really fun and just, like, I love it. It's like, oh my God, like, such a small world. I love that we were kind of in the same places at the same time and we were able to get two interviews. I really feel like it made this episode of the Dating Advice Girl radio show really well-rounded. And again, we focused more on men in the first half, more about women in the second half, and really, just, I'm going to stop my preaching in about 2 seconds, but I just want to say, you know, even if something isn't for you specifically, let's, please, can we try not to make people wrong for choosing what works for them in their lives, okay? I don't know how that affects me personally, if someone is living their own life, doing what you know, makes them happy and is respectful to others. And, you know, like, how does that affect me negatively? So I just, you know, going forward, just generally, I would just like to, if I could just speak to all the single people out there, if we can try to be conscious of our judgments of others, you know, that's what's amazing about this country and really this world, okay, is that we're all different. Like, how boring would it be if we freaking were all the same? All boring. I mean, seriously. So, you know, I mean, I think it's human nature to judge a little bit or assess others, but when it becomes oppressive to others or hate-filled to other people, how does that benefit anybody? Do you get a benefit out of it? I don't think anyone really benefits, okay? So that's all I'm going to say about that. I love being a part of events that I feel like people are celebrating themselves and celebrating others, whatever that is, regardless of lifestyle, gender, sexual orientation, ethnicity, religious beliefs. I just think it's awesome to celebrate the thing that you want to celebrate. So I'm on board. You want to invite me to your thing, invite me. I'm there. Because I love it. I love a party, and I love celebrating people, okay? So you guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. And again, thank you, a big thank you to Dr. Chris Donahue for just being awesome and, you know, just being so eloquent with what you're doing and doing it in such a respectful, fun, easily digestible way for people. I think that's very, very helpful. So that's it, you guys. I will see you next time on the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and have fun. All right, see you soon.